Yeshua, El Zeta, is Kuntras Achrod here in the Sechta Kiddushin, Daflam at Zayin, the Sugi of Chodosh. It's called Psak Binyan Chodosh. And he discusses at great length this issue. And his breakthrough, which I think is Gevaldik, not just because I'm related, it's Gevaldik, is that Shalok Kederach means two different things. Shalok Kederach means it's completely, you know, nothing, just Chelev Chai. Everyone agrees that it is at most, at least the Rabbanan, because the Mefurash Gemara Tzvut of Achol Hashem El Sakana, and even quotes an opinion of the Rav Yoh that it's Hefter Gemara. On the other hand, the kind of Shalok Derech, which is not its main Derech, it's not normal, the best way to do it. It's not a crazy thing to do. May Paris. I hope it's not crazy to drink orange juice. Who in the shul does not drink orange juice? So we're all crazy. So we're all doing Shaloka there of things. The answer is it's not the premier way of using orange, at least in those days, was to eat the orange. It's not the Ika there of Achila. Okay? So therefore we paskin, there's no Malchus. Nonetheless, maybe it is. What level of Isser? And he goes back and forth. You could say it's an Issa d'oraisa. By Erla, it has to be Issa d'oraisa because it's Issa Hanah. So it's certainly a kind of Hanah. It's not a crazy Hanah. Hit the machlok with a vayin Rav Zeira and a chavdal and a beis. Right? Some say in Taka Chayev, it's only part of the Mishim Zeira ba'alma. And you could say that only by Erla you're part of it's not a pre, but by other Yisurim, in fact, it could be Loke. And the Gemara Kemos on the Kipshuto, you saw that Kufcha from the base. That being the case, Sheikh Shalchodesh would be the right of the Chacham Tzvi. Pnei Yeshua is, you have the intellectual honesty. He spent the whole page defending and explaining the Shita. At the end of the day, he says, you know what? I think it's not correct lahalacha. It is a Shita, but it's not correct lahalacha. Why? Tosfos and the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah. And I don't have the time to go into all the take quotes, three different types that say the reverse. And he has the Rama with the Kesef Mishnah that we saw already yesterday, was on the board, that's only Asmach Tabiyamo, right? All these things. See, Paskins Alokha Lamaisa, that Sheikha Shalchodosh is only Osir Midirabonan. As we said before, no one says this is Mutta. See, the problem is a Lecha Mishnah that said it's Hetha Gama. And there was just an attack against him. Hetha Gama, that's crazy. What did he say? Because he based upon the Rav Yoh. So the Pnei Yeshua and the Lecha Mishnah, and that Nakuda is wrong. He mixed together, he conflated two things. The Rav Yoh said it's Mutter, had the Gama with Shalok and Derech Hanoh, Klal, Chel of Chai. So we, the rest of the world, hold this also with the Rabban, and he says it's Mutter. But this in between stage, where it's not the Iker Derech Hanoh, nobody ever said it was had the Gama. Nobody. But it could be, and it's Pshak, it's Osir only Midirabon. I want to give you one more source, I'm not reading too much, the Karen Oren. Some copies, so we'll look at it later. It's four pages on this topic in the Sechta, the Dorad of the base of the base. Yes, who was the Karen Oren? Who was it? Who was it? Remember who he was? He was the brother of the Mishkanus Yaakov. Well, the Mishkanus Yaakov was the older brother passed away, and his Rabbanus and Karlin came available. So his younger brother, the Karen Oren, took over. Fascinating, over here, the two brothers, probably without realizing it, are on opposite ends. Wow. Not quite Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Natan, but they're on opposite ends. You may recall, we read the Mishnah Yaakov, we saw it on the screen. The Mishnah said that Sheikha Shalchodesh is awesome, but the Rabbanon. But the Rabbanon, if you want to have certain leniencies. Karen Oren argued on the Pnei Yeshua and on his brother, the Mishnah Yaakov. It says it's Daraisa. But he goes so far as to say, not only is Sheikha Shalchodesh Asim at Daraisa, but even he says, May Peris are Asim at Daraisa. Ain't Lopet, we saw this before. Ain't Lopet Allah, but Asim in a Torah. That's as far as he goes. He went to the other extreme completely. When the Rambam says, Ain't Lopet, it's an Issa Daraisa, not like the Kesef of Mishnah. If you ask me, I'm only one small person, I think the Chazanish, that's the way to go. The in between view. If you cook it, it's also midaraisa. If you squeeze it, it's only asim midrabbanan. That seems to be the in-between view. This is as far as the Isser of Achilu. What about as far as Bayroa Bayimatsu? So, I asked you to see the Magen Avraham, the very beginning of Siman Tov Mem Beis. We'll review briefly, if we put the Magen Avraham on the board. This is on the Maamar Kama, this is I think the last, I think we finished, I think it's the last one. This is Magen Avraham, Tov Mem Beis of Kotten Aleph. Is the last one, but you should play your Mishnah Berurahs. It'll be very helpful to follow it inside, because the Mishnah Berurah quotes a lot of the things that are Magen Avraham also quotes. My Caleb, good at pressing buttons, or what? In Tough Mem Bay's Sifkot and Aleph, the Magen Avraham is trying to figure out what the Mechaber's opinion about all this. That's going to be our segue from Taruvas, which we've been discussing for a week, and Nuksha, which you just sort of give a short trip to. We have, you know, the two are found together in the same breath, same line in our Mishnah, right? They're found together, four of one or three of the other. But we got so preoccupied with this Taruvas, we never really had a chance to talk about Nuksha at all. But we'll see through the Magen Avraham. Thank you so much. How are we going to go from one to the other? So let's take a look. Tarovus chometz. Kosev amagad mish, v'daf yesh bo kadas, chometz tochilus pras. V'zeh ikar. V'yesh omim, sh'af api sh'eino over, v'achiloso, chayav bebiur. Can everyone see? Oh. Can you see better now? Chayav bebiur, af api sh'um'uro v'kamazesim overu. Shereyesh Shom Kazayas Chometz. End quote. Magen Mishnah says, there's those who say, look, you have a Kazayas Chometz in there. The Cheftza has a Kazayas of Chometz. It's going to be by your own, by your Motze. You know, if you eat it, you're not going to be Chayav. Why not? Because it's going to be a Chatzis Shir. Well, it'll be the Rabbanan, the Rice, we've spoken about Rifas before. Fine. But Kesef Mishnah Hiskin Liyesham. So it comes out according to this. This is Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Kesef Mishnah, wrote the Shulchan Aruch. It should come out as an Iser of Bal Yiroah, perhaps even an Iser Daraisa Bal Yiroah, even if you eat it, you wouldn't be Chayev because you wouldn't have Gadaz Dwechilas Pras. But nearly, in this Arev Min Bimino, going Kemach Bekemach, one is Chametzik, one is Matzadik. Oh, is it this battle Barov? Eino overall. There's no Bal Yiroah. Tome Daraisa Mutali Ochel Chatchila. We didn't turn min b'minas batal b'rav. Look in your day at tzadiches. Umikol shkein d'shori l'shosa midoraisa. Emphasize that word. Midoraisa. On the doraisa level, there's no bayo bayimotze. So he's not going to rum. It's passing min b'mino midoraisa. It's batal b'rav. You can eat it, and there's no bayo midoraisa whatsoever. Because there, also the chesaron is not in quantity; it's quality. The heter zapped the iser and rendered it non-existent with respect to Achila Midarais, and therefore with respect to Bayro Midarais. Contrast that. Aval min b'she'eno mino. Afal gav d'chilek k'zayis v'chilas pras. Lo lok yal achiloso. Not because it's bottle. It's not bottle, because Tom Kinker, you taste it. Hayne b'shem b'she'en mitztar of the ha'kazayis. Kevin she'eno ochaloso b'vasachas. Aval chayv l'varash u'mitzuref Mimela, it's in one, you own it. It's all mitzuref automatically. This is the psak, Rabosai, of the Magen Avraham. It's mitzuref Mimela. Fine. Can you eat it? No. Can't eat it. But he doesn't discuss whether the Isid eat it, the rice, the Rabbon. Fine. Because of a tour, Chol davar she'ein osur ba'achila min ha'Torah mutar l'orvo l'chatchila v'l'shoso. Whenever there's no issur d'oraisa to eat it, you can keep it. You can keep it. Halacha l'mayis, you can keep it. Right? Whenever there's no issur ba'achila min ha'Torah, no, I think I'm reading it wrong. Chol davar she'ein osur ba'achila min ha'Torah mutar l'orvo l'chatchila v'l'shoso. The Yosef, the Lo Plug Rabbanon, Bochichu came in Masnisin, the Siri Sarev. V'afagav davi nukshe v'enisa daraisa b'achilos. We pass the nukshe as only by the rabbana. V'kol shken b'shiyoso. There's no v'bayiro by your matzah because since there's no what, a boss is no iser achir, no there's no iser of bayiro either. V'afilu hachi yisarif mid the rabbana. V'chekosa v'ran. So what do you see? This is one day in Tosis. If you saw that remember Tosis, the first daf, both of us are comments. Why? Since according to Tosis, it's a gzera, you may come to eat it. So over here, Abosai, we're saying over here, Abosai, that is a low plug. According to Tosis, according to one day, we like to see books. All with that Bezim and Alf. Bezim and Alf? Let's see. Bezim and Alf. I don't have to look at screens. I can't have that. Yeah. It's too old for that. It's the whole sheer of the screen. It's printed safer. We've been here before. Bezim and Aleph. Bezim and Aleph. There's two reasons why I have to do Bedikas comments. Either because of Ein B'deila Mimena or because of Bayi Rov Bayi Motzah. And near the Rashba, the Rashbishans. The Afilu, it's the halfway down the narrow line to the Tosis. First Tosis in the Messiah. Now, feel the time of Achron, Sarach Loma, Shech Mirich, Achamim, Bechol Chomet, I feel the Chomet's Nuksha, or the Tarobis. I'll have the Lekha by your own, the Pirish of Inata. In other words, even though the Chumra of Bidika comes stems from by your own, it's a low plume. How do you know? The Amma Sir Yusarif, by the Chomet's Nuksha, Kidim Bukhak Hosa, Ikam Adam Anami, Hosan, Koshkin Chomet's Goma, the Tarobis, Mashur, the Osalash also. Yimutla Shosa, my Yisarif! Yashosa, Racha Rapesach, we have Mutter, a few Rab Yuda. Blue Osa, Yuda, Chomas, Racha Rapesach, and Chomas Gomit, you give a cry. Talks Malav, there's Malav as Malav, but Nukshana got a Machad Krah. If you have Yuda mode, it's Mutter after Pesach. Shunan passes away. Chomas Nukshana after Pesach is Mutter, so why burn it? Must be, it's Osa to keep it. Why is it Osa to keep it? Low plug. Echmir hachamim b'chol chametz, lo pluk. You know the reason for beetle beer is b'ayirah. It's all b'ayirah, lo pluk. So says Tosas. It's against the tur. What's the tur gonna do? Where am I? Well, the das tur. This is the one line we saw among the Ram a while ago. So Rav Loma da he the seer mari b'yomtiv she'iyev shalaf also to asach b'achidim b'derabbanan. Right, we know it's also the Chibud Rabbanim once you reach a level of seer. V'myanichenakach, you leave it there. Tachmit gomor. It's going to become a chametz gomor. V'tzonein lo mahani kevin shehischel achmetz. The Mishnah says in the third, you tiltosh v'tzonein, you put it into tzonein, into cold water. That's before it starts. Once it starts, the cold water won't help. L'chein yisar. It's a long machzah shekel. I read once before reference to it. How do you burn it on Yontif? We'll see it back on the first parak. Kofan on the sakli. Not our reading right now. But it's a great terrence for the tour. The reason why it's Yisarev is because, not because you can't keep it, because it's become Chometz Gomer. But Chometz Nuksha, which is going to remain Nuksha, you can keep. This is no Yisar Achila. No Yisar Balira. Now, so how does it, after all this introduction, how do we pass it? The Daza Shulchan Aruch. Kedas atosis. That means that you low plug, you can't hold on to any chametz at all. Why? Shere pasek v'sov simen tof mem zayin. Take a look. Open your Mishnah Berurah. Tof mem zayin. Sif yud beis. Come on, give a look. You all have it in front of you. Read it together. Tof mem zayin yud beis. That's what I'm saying. Chametz nukshe. Afilu beinei eino osur b'hano achara pesach. Says Mishnah Berurah Kuf Zayin. Why? Neishal lo over al Yisrael shel Torah lo kenasu chachamim. Okay. So this is nukshin is always by Rabbi Yematzei. No by Rabbi Yematzei. There's no knas. Now notice the lashon of the mechaber. Chometz nukshin afilu beinei eino osa nachar Pesach. What did he not say? They can keep it on Pesach like the shofi, like the tour. So the Mechaber did not pass like the Torah that you can keep it. He passed like Tosis. That even though there's no Bayer or Bayer Motzei, and therefore it's Mutter after Pesach, you can't keep it on Pesach. Lo Pluk as Tosis. Shepazim is selfsim and top mem zayin chomas nukshim v'chule. Love, love, value, roe. Min haTorah. How do you know? Because it's mutter after Pesach. In kein svirle, shein lav, gam kein bachiloso. So you eat it, there's no lav. The pasuk haramba v'rashi el over v'vay roe. The tuch rabbi yosh. Who's that? Rabbi Yochanan? The tanya kavasei. Komachmetzes lo so chela v'chule. V'luk shebeinei. Lo kamar, the gemara on daf mem gimel. Masha the nuk she'ena b'chal lav the lo sofru. Chastam as nisim, sir ha'okla potter. So therefore what? There's no yisr b'ayiro midaraisa, there's no yisr achira midaraisa by nuk she'. Gaval. V'afilu ha'chi posak, chometz nuk she'o shal ha'sholso. He never said that. It's implication. Since he said it's mutter after Pesach, means also on Pesach. Elo shim hish also, he knows about that afterwards. Came in Shlomo by Rav. Yeah. So first Chiddush in Magen Avraham is that the Machaber is passing like Tosis. Took 7 steps to get to that. And although Chametz Nukshe is no by Rav Daraisa, there's no Yisra Achila Daraisa. Nonetheless, it's only Mutter after Pesach. It's not going to keep it like Achila on Pesach. Adkan Rabbo said with respect to what Chametz Nukshe. Chametz Nukshe. Chometz Nukshe. Fine. So let's stop right here and see what is in fact the din with Chometz Nukshe after Pesach. Not so simple. Take a look over here. I'm also in the Mishnah Brura. Simen Tov Mem Zayin Siv Kodon Kuv Zayin. You just read the first half already a minute ago. It's page 56. Everyone please look inside. Something very important over here. Very important. Very, very, very important. Kosev Magen Avraham to Adin Dafilu Ba'Achila Shari. When it says in Shulchan Aruch, Ein Asa Ba'Hanah, it's Mutter even Ba'Achila. Ah, Mipnei Shenuk She'Ein Aror La'Achila, as Rashi said so many times, Lefichach Nokar Hanah. So read Magen Avraham. Aber Rav Achronim Sabri Dav Achila Asur. The Mikol Makom Shem Chometz Shavah Lava Pesach Al Zeh Chometz. Who said so? Who are these Rav Achronim? Kufay Gimel. Who are they? Chok Yaakov Frichot Hashali Rav Graz Mekor Chaim. Da 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 da. But he didn't say that. He didn't put out the punchline over here. The punchline is that if you look at the source of the Mechaber, it says on the side, Harivash Betshuva. It's befairish that way. The Chok Yaakov accuses the Magen Avraham of not looking in the source. He only saw it quoted in Beis Yosef. He didn't look in the Rivash. He didn't have a Rivash in his town. We'll see soon. I want to put the Rivash on the board. You'll see befairish against it. That's not an implication. Befairish. We'll see. We'll come back to that. Says the Magen, says the Sharatinul for Ayin Beli Rabbah Shemitzadeh. Yimdis, but the Menuksha the Yosef Achila, Aflov of Vayera, which is true, who adin bemin bemino, Shenis Arev, Konim Pesach Berubo, after Minatoran is bad love of Vayera, Mikovgon Lacha Pesach Yosef Achila. How do you like that? Should we go, both go together? In both cases, Rabosai, there's no Vayera Doraisa. Afal Pikain, it's by Nukshet, it's Mefurosh and Rivosh. Also Bachila, so too by Min Bemino, Adam Ogan Avram is mad, and Ogan Shitaso, that everything is Mutta, but he didn't look in the Rivosh. Didn't look there. Other Paul's can disagree. And say no. They say no. Different.
Are they saying that it is edible?
Oh. So let's have both sides segue right into Chametz Nukshe, but first look in the Rivosh. And Simon Gil, can you get me the Rivash, please? The rest of the Magen Avraham, I skipped the rest of the Magen Avraham. Where do we leave off? You know, let's just read a little more before we go. Once we have it on the board, I'm sorry, premature. Sorry, I'm sorry, yeah, for nothing. Once we're here, let's just Magen Avraham, it's good to see what he says over here. Where are we up to? Harovas Chametz Pasuk Shulchan Aruch Kistam Asdis Nei Laover Nukdas Rambam. That is Vayera. Chometz Nukshe Hainu She'eno chametz gomer. K'va'olsen she'asofim medapkin bo'o ni'or ha'seyem. She'olsen mikemach mumayim o'isa she'chsifu poneh she'l'nasa chametz gomer. Rashi v'ran pirshu chametz ra she'nero l'achila. V'chen kosa v'asmat. Okay? That's what it says in... Okay. It's inedible. You know, it just means it's inedible. It's already a problem. Seer is not inedible. It's just... It's not chametz gomer. You have two, already have two. I don't like compound definition. I like a single definition. You like unifying principle. That's how I was brought up. You have already two different cases which seem to be unrelated to each other. One where it's inedible, and one where it's not chametz, where the chametz process is not completed. It just had cracks. The cracks didn't touch. Whatever. See, we saw the whole thing. We saw it in our own experiment. Okay, right there. And let's not forget May Paris. May Paris is chametz nukshe. That's certainly edible. We all eat it. Who ate egg matzahs? Delicious. Right. So, Rechlom is not going to run. Dime olam lo hoya roya lachila. Why? Dime hoya chametz gomer roya lachila. Asura chi pulsa melechel bekelev. Kemosha kosev siv beis. What's siv beis? Let's take a look at siv beis. We know Siv Beis from a long time ago. We'll have to come back to it in our present discussions. You know, back Mamish, the first daf we learned, Adaf Kaf Aleph. It's coming back here again. We saw it then. We'll see it again now. Siv Beis, a pas atmash ipsha, v'nivsla milechol hakelev. That's the Tosfos back in Adaf Kaf Aleph. Ubalukma shenistrucha, eino chayav levar. But what? If it's not nivsla milechol, it would be chayav levar. How can you tell me the chametz nukshe, which is the nifsel me'odam, is no chiyuv of beer? Mikra din. What's the answer, Abosa? The answer is, it was never any good. It was never any good. Never. It was never roi l'achil. That's what the Magen Avraham says. I lost it. So rechlom ha'lakal ponim roi l'achil. Tzas! Oh! Now we're slicing, splitting hairs. We have to say that said the Magen Avraham, Chametz Nukshe is Roar Lachil of Tzas. Even though Rashi is an expression of Ein Roar Lachil, this is bad news. Why? Because of Aran, the Gazrina del Maasi Lemechamine. The Ran says before, you're afraid you're going to eat it. You're going to eat it. You're both side. Well, how can you afraid to eat it? It's completely inedible. Completely inedible. How can you be afraid to eat it? No. So what do you say? So apparently, it's Roar Lachil of Tzas. All this is very, very difficult. So before, let's go off the Magen Avraham, go to the Rivash, Simon Gimel. This should be on Barry Line. Shut the Rivash, it's a very short shuvah. Shut the Rivash, Simon Gimel, it's really true. And the Magen Avraham didn't see it, because he would have said what he said had he seen the Rivash inside. But undoubtedly, he saw it only the Rivash was quoted in the Beis Yosef, which is an incomplete citation. Incomplete citation. Very short shuvah. Ibra, Chometz Nuksha. Afilu be'enei eino osur b'hano achara Pesach. And look at the clip he puts over here. Obviously, it's not written by the Rivash. Or Rachaim simetavim zayin simetavim zayin simetavim zayin. Sherei lo over olam min ha-Torah b'bal yiroh b'yimotzei kevan she'eino chometz min ha-Torah. Dotnan siri yisarif ha-okh lepotah psochim gimul hei perikim mishlei siri hainu nukshe k'disa b'gemara psochim mem gimul. Ela shechachamim mitzrichu levaro, kadesh aval yochlo, u'mishem hachi amu yisarev. V'keiv en shlov al b'vayro b'vayim motzei, ela midirabonon, because he should have gotten rid of it. Nire shemuta b'hano, what's the next two words? What are they? Osir b'achilo. It's not even an implication of Osir. It's not an implication. When the Rav says muta b'achilo, the Rav should be perished also by the Chach. Yachid, he didn't look inside. You didn't have it. The Beis Yosef left those two words out. Because of Aran. Period. And he has a whole discussion. And you wrote him a shum ponim. Shia brum. Nukshe el chametz gomor. Shay nukshe el gom shlosh mini umnius. And his karma mishnas elu over him. Shay nim uri lachila. Sochim. Gimel aleph. Perigim mishn aleph. Oh. Shema sheena adayin chametz gomor. Gom seer. Oh. Pirsha by the time he did the nice and the shrier and yuvation enough for like mayim or isu shin losh of mayim of my parents muravim give it a puach shavisko be isa which are mayim shavisa muravim in mitzah tapuach Get to that. Etc. The Rivash says two things. One, that chametz nuksha is also b'achilas the Pesach, and that's we have to pass that Rivash can't help it. Okay, the Maharam didn't see the original source. And two, there are many kinds of nuksha. This bothers us. Many kinds of nuksha. Many kinds. We're looking for a unifying principle of us. What's the unifying principle? So we already started talking about this a little bit, as to what chametz nuksha is. At the very beginning, what is chametz nuksha? So, Rashi, take a look at Rashi Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, this is our introduction to Erevat and Chametz Nuksha. Rashi Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Two places. Rashi Man and Rashi Kuta. Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. So Rashi's Man Tana. Chametz, what's Chametz Nuksha? Ra, the Isa B'Einei. It's Ra. And at the end, he says that Rashi, Nukshu, the Eino Roar Lachila. I like that. Eino Roar Lachila. It's pretty clear. And we know what Eino Roar Lachila means. It's not edible. That's a simple level. It's not edible. And Rashi is exactly the same thing in a few other places. Eino Roar. We saw it once. It's enough for the moment. Eino Roar Lachila. Where's the other Rashi? We have another Rashi. Rashi de Ramasco Kuta. Where's that Rashi? So I think we read it last time. Well, not quite following it. Well, again, Rashi's going to say the same thing. That it's, oh, here it is. It's hidden. What's the bottom of the daf? Kuta, the last few narrow lines. The Sheikh of a Chometz was Ezra, Chulam Chometz, Gamma, Muraban, Kuta, Rikapas, Vahana, Plus, Igasar. Chulam, Bene, Achila, Shtinin, Abel Zulman, Vamela, Vakulan, the Nukshu, Ube, Ene. The first wide line. Hoel, Vela, Bene, Achila, Ninu, etc. Nukshu, twice, Rashi says. Three times?
Yeah.
Where's the third place?
Parallel to the Dalet in the Torah.
Parallel to the Dalet in the Torah. Okay. Nukshu Bene Balav. Going to see her, the Nukshu. The Ein Oror Lachilo. Here it is. Hol Ve'echmis Tzatz Logoma. Thank you. Three places. Hashem keeps saying, Ein Oror Lachilo. Very strange. See her is the most strange of all. Ein Oror Lachilo. You know, you're talking about these things which are used by funny people that are used for their cosmetics. I can understand it. Yeah, I can understand it. I can begin to understand it. Those are the two Rashis that we saw. But the middle Rashi is talking about seer. Seer sounds like it's perfectly edible. This is not the chimetz process was not completed. Fine. So there are those who say that Rashi never meant it. We'll see soon. The Rashi never meant to say Ein Oror Lachila in a full sense. I happen to think that's correct. The Rashi never meant it. But let's see if I can show it to you elsewhere. Take a look over here. So if you look here in Rabbeinu Chananel, you get an impression that it's, as we saw in the Rivash, incomplete chimus. Halacha lemaisa, we saw Rov Posmo, there's no Issa Daraisa at all. And some say, no, it's an Issa Daraisa without Malkus. Why? Because there's a Shal in Masechta Menachos, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Menachos is a very important Masechta as far as Chametz Nuksha is concerned. There are two different Gemaras in Menachos. One Chav Gimel, one in Nundal. One Chav Gimel Amud Beis is a Shaila. Let's read it to you. Anyone learn Daf Yomi here? It's you came across it, so. Yeah. What happened to now? Nun something.
Nun chesed.
Of course, yeah. I'll get you a nun dollar. I'll really get you. You fell right into my trap. Okay. Chav Gimel is already a month, you forgot it, but not nun dollar. So Chav Gimel Amud Beis, there's a shayla over here. We know what seer is, right? Seer is something which we saw in the sugya. The seer, Rabbi Meir, seer, Rabbi Yehuda, a whole discussion. The Gemara wants to know, this seer, is it good for the part of the mincha which requires matzah? A shout of the Gemara. So the Mefarshim asks the following question. If you mean to tell me that Chametz Nukshim is completely midirabbana, means midaraisa, it's labeled as matzah, so of course it should work for the matzah of the menachos. The machmir by Pesach, but on the level of the Beis HaMikdash, why shouldn't it work? They want to bring a raya from here, and perhaps it would not be matzah on the level of d'oraisa. Maybe. Now, of course, the Magen Avraham brought a raya that it's only b'drabbanan. Because there's no Bal Yeroah. How do you see that? Because it's Mutter after Pesach. No right? It could be Rabosai. It could be that's Osir Midorais. No Bal Yeroah. Rabbi Natan! Rabbi Natan has a case. He's according to one sheet, at least in one case. Tarubis, maybe according to Rabbi Loz and Nuksha. So the fact that there's no Bal Yeroah is not a proof positive halacha lemaiseh for everybody. Now what? That there's no Yisir Achilah. Can't tell. The Shulchan Aruch maybe, because he holds like Rabbi Natan, like Rashi when it comes to Bayro of Tarumas. But again, it's not 100% Raya according to Rov Post. We already spoke the other way around. It's also possible. And there's no way it's a Chilma Deraisa, and there is a Bayro. We said before there are two different possibilities. I'm not going to go into that all right now. So now we come to the real analysis of Chometz Nukshe, and what I'm going to share to you today comes a lot from the Kilas Yaakov, Simon Lama Zayin, and I found some nice things in the same from Minchas Osher by Arav Hagorn of Osher Weiss Shlita, Simon Nun Beis, I think it is. Have you quoted me once this year? This Sefer Pesachim, I got someone gave me his name on the first day. I feel bad. It's such a tremendous Talmud Chacham, someone whom we know, and I just really got around to look too much in the Sefer. I apologize. But today I saw. And Simon and Bey is a beautiful piece on Chometz Nukshe, and a lot of it he quotes himself from the Kilas Yaakov and Simon Lamed Zayin. Like this, Rabosa. Let's talk about a few critical definitions. One we just spoke about the last few days. Kederach Achila, right? Derach Achila, correct? Let me ask you a question. Chometz requires Derach Achila or not? We know that Klai Akarim does not. What about Chometz? One more answer. Yes. Who said so?
I mean,
Gemara said so.
Eli
Karen
isn't because it doesn't say
a Eli. That's correct. Before Shigemara, on the Chafayim and Al, take a look. We're going back and forth with the Ochiyas. We're going back and forth with the Ochiyas of Klai Karen, etc. Malach Chometz and Pesach. Shekinonish Korach, so Chometz is thrown into the mix. So Tosu says, Malach Klei HaKerem, Shekin Logan Bo, Olav Shalok Yederach HaNoso, one of the back and forth, implying that everything else in that daf, you would not be Logan Bo Yederach HaNoso. Tosu spells it out. V'chometz, Sh'olav Bairo Yochiach, Sh'nevim Bo Aveira, V'osav Achila, V'eino osur ela kiderach ana oso da chilak sibu. You got the first doses. Malachi and not Chofeim and Al. Frekta by Weiss, Shalita. If you tell me that Chometz Nukshe is what? Eino royal achila. So how can it be kiderach achilasa? And Tosis requires kiderach achilasa. How can anybody say that chametz nukshe gets malchus? To call one day and the rebbe and asugya, it's impossible. It's inedible. Shlomo derech hakadosa. Pshuy, that's a kash. That's a bombshell kash. That's a bombshell kash. And he says, don't tell me, what about sa'or? What is sa'or? What is sa'or, Rav Osai? Not seal. Sa'or. What's sa'or? No? You call it sourdough today. Zoyertek. Look in the Yiddish. Sourdough. I mean, it's called yeast, but it's not some natural yeast. It's the yeast which is, you know, when the chametz stands around for a long time, it becomes yeasty. That's Ror Lechameabo, Isos Acheus. So the Gemara says in the Mefurish, in the Sech the Beitza, on the Zion on the Beis, coming on the very first mission that I'm sure you know from Beitza, the first mission on the Beis of Ralph, there was Shir Kazayas, Shir Kikoseves, the whole discussion. So there the Gemara has in the Mesech the Beitza, the Zion on the Beis, as follows. Black or white of Gemara. So she told me, so chametz nukshe also? No, says the Minchas Asher. No. Sar is a different chavtza. Roar lachametz is acheris. That's the same. Right. Roar lachametz, that's the definition of sar. It's chote umachti. The Gemara has that. Sa'or Shavisa. One brachas. Why do you say Sa'or Shavisa? Why don't you say Chavon Shavisa? Because Chavon Shavisa. Well, it's Chavon Shavisa. That's my answer. Okay? So therefore, it's a different min completely. It has its pluses, it has its minuses. Can't compare it to Chavon Shavisa, which thought of it. Chavon Shavisa on both sides is Eino Roy the Chamea Isa Sacheris. Who said so? Rashi. Rashi Mem Gimel, take a look at Rashi Mem Gimel. Rashi Mem Gimel said so. Take a look. It's the Rashi, it's a very long Rashi seer, the last part of that Rashi. It's, what we just quoted before. Gon seer the nukshu, the ain't a royal achila. Hol behechmitz v'lo goma, ula hachmitz isos acheres kisor nami lo chazi. Open a Rashi. Don't mix up seer and tzor. Tzor is machmitz, seer is not. Okay, very important. So it's a different. Says Rabbi Weiss, he thinks, based on a Chazon Ish, that the only time you can get me over on chometz nukshe called in the day which holds you over with the Raisa is if you made it edible with tavlinim. You added spices, sugar and spice and everything nice. And made it taste good. Then, and only then, would you be chayev, even though the original sa'ar is intrinsically inedible. That's what he suggests. That's what he suggests. Wow. He quotes a Chazon Ish that way. Simkuf tezayin, sivkotin, beis. Otherwise, would be shaloka derech achila. It says the word achila is found by Sa'ar too. Oh. I, the Magen Avraham, said that nukshe is only in the case of Eino Roy Meikar. We just read it. It's Roy, it's Asur, until it's Nifsa Achilas Kelev. Where do you get it from? Pas She'ipsha. That's not true. He doesn't think even the Magen Avraham is necessarily correct. Turn to the Ran, Rav Osai. We saw this Ran months and months ago. The Ran now in the third pair. And Pas Yipsha. Take a look. It's very, very important. Maybe the Magen Avraham may not be correct. Where is this Ran? The Ran can be found over here in our daf. Where is it? Page Mem. Page Mem. Page Mem. Correct the Ran. If you have the old print, it's Yudalit, I think. Correct the Ran in column 2 on page Mem. A maitri chabir pas yipsha when the velish and the real the gelosh when the vela those tell of gam shari that feel of chametz of Pesach as he said in the second pair yishnam with the hacha shayni mne sheruya lechamea bakama yisach eris that's a mefurush shigamar mehamed beis Tasala chazal achila, filachi asir achmana, mehai taima, only for that reason. So says the Minchas Asher, the Magen Avraham is wrong. Maybe chametz nukshe is mutter, even if it was roy at one point and became somehow unroy. I pass yipsha. No, that's different. That's or that's roy lechameis sacheres. He doesn't quite see the Magen Avraham's right. We'll see soon as we go. Fine. So let's go to the stipula, right? This, as advertised, siman lamed zayin. So the stipula is bothered by all of this. And they say as follows. Rashi said it's by roll by your mozi. How can it be? How can it be? How can it be by roll by mozi if it's not a food at all? Ain't no roy. So he quotes a number of achronim, the plan of Shua here and others. Say no. Listen carefully. Ain't no roy kokach lachila mechshav achila shelo kederach hanaasan. Not a mice achila. Avol guf hadavar chometz gamaru. We'll go back to our vocabulary the last few days. It's not a chesaron in the chefta. It's a chesaron only in the mice. So they have yom bayom bayom atzei. Even according to the Rabban, there's no chesaron in the chefta. Who said this? Who said this? Pnei Yeshua in our Gemara. The Gra in two places. Tuf mem beis beis, tuf mem zayin mem, and our chodesh and ever, and ozer, etc. How can it be? He has a kasha from the Ran we just read. Just read around. What did the Ran say? The past shimish chayev is bebeer. Yes, why is it chayev in beer? On the veil of shen and real the ger, lo shmon of it. We just read around. What did he answer? Ro lechamei sacheres. Quotes the Gemara. Says the Kilas Yaakov. Nevzeyana. These three cases in our Mishnah, Gimel Umnios, of the various artisans who had the stuff which they used for their various professions. Hechiyan. If it's Nifsal Me'achilas Odom, Harei Kvapoka Shem Chometz Mimeno Kon to the Rav. Because it's not Mechamei Sacheres, we had the Rashi. Not from Gimel. No, that can't be by law. It's impossible. Must be Adayin Ruil Achilas Adam. And once is Adayin Ruil Achilas Adam, Poshit the Ochlo Chayev, Vul Nechshav Shaloka Derech Hanoson, Ubevare Lokal Achiloson. What's going on over here? It's a Mamanashav. What's happening? This is the Kash. These cases of our Mishnah, make up your mind. Is it edible or is it not edible? If it's not edible, it can't be by your own. If it is edible, it should be Chayev Doraisa. Malchus. Says the stipler, no. Lo nivsul me'achilas adam completely. And therefore there is bayo bayo matzik on the Rashi. Nonetheless, it's still considered to be shalok and derech hanoso. How's that? It's not nivsul me'achilas adam, but still shalok and derech hanoso. Why? It's like this. Ochlin ha'omdim la'achila. But even after the skalkalu ktsas, they still own them la'achila. The Misha Tato, Yofa, Yeshiva Bach, you need anything, right? Rabbi Sai. Guys, you need anything. Emes? Almost anything. So it's ktsas, that means Yeshiva boys. Yeah? And therefore it's considered Kederach HaNos, and Yeshiva guys eat it. But these three, says the Halakha Stipler, own them the malacha. It's not food. I have foolish turned stale. How can you eat this? I have no problem eating it. But it's only food. It's stale food. Okay. This is used by professionals for their artisanship, for their work. What it means for their dyeing and for their cleaning, whatever the various, so the various Bali Malacha the Mishnah speaks about. Right? Whatever. To glue things. Glue. Ve'odah mekaplen v'yadayim me'achila b'shvil sh'yiyu ruyina malachos anal. To glue things and to absorb things and to paint things, then eating it is shalom kederach hana. Not because there's no hana on eating it. No, it's not omed anymore. It's not omed anymore. Where did it come from? Rashi chav dalav and beis. Rav Moshe, keep turn back to Rashi. Chav Dalam and Beis. We saw this Rashi. See it again. Chalev. Chalev. What do the Chalev? Ein derech hanos ala b'havara. To use it as to burn it, to cook it. With the Mishah Oros. V'lol refuah. V'kosh ken ochel Chalev chai. That's not meant for that. That's the key. What is it meant for? What's it all meant for? What's it there for? So stale food is over to be eaten by the yeshiva boys. But these three things, as like Chalev Chai, we're saying it's not meant for that. So there is Hanoah by Refuah. It's not good Hanoah. It's not Hanoah Makul Kel. It's not like stale food. Mishum Delav Lahochi Kaima Chalev Zeh. Hu Miyuchad Lad Lokal Im Shira Soros. So therefore it's considered Shloka Derech Hanoah. These two three Umnios. Kaima Lam Malacha. It's considered Shloka Derech Hanoah. Even though you have some Hanoah from it. Kain Lirali. So writes the Stipler, a very beautiful idea in Simon Lamed Zayin. Meridik is Stipler. He's bothered Rabbi Osai by one more problem. On Daf Mem Gimel, Amud Aleph, the Gemara compares the two different types of Chametz Nuksha, which as we saw in the reverse, she have no comparison whatsoever. The Gemara talks about the case of our Mishnah, which is fundamentally a food, and Pashvat's complete chametz. Only reason it's not loker called the rabbanon is because it's made for something else. You can use it for your painting or for your absorbing or for your gluing. And the Gemara puts this right together with what? Siur. But siur is something completely different. Incomplete chimutz. Lo korav zeh al zeh. You have two different categories. Why is the Gemara putting them together? This is the kash of the stipula. Kosher tuvah lefi zeh, the last paragraph. They're two completely different categories. What's going on? Well, then maybe they're both learned from Kol Machmetzes, even though they're not the same thing at all. Doesn't understand it too much. Comes along Rav Asher Weiss Shalita in Minchas Asher Simon Nun Beis with his unifying principle. I think it's beautiful. I want to share it with you. This is false. So like this. Another Gemara Menachos. Nun Dalet. Remember that one? I hope. 2 days ago. Nun Dalet. Did I do it? Oh. Nun Dalet. Nun Dalet Omer Aleph Masech de Menachos. That's the key to everything. The Gemara is here talking here about Chometz Nuksha. A machmitzah betapuchim. You know, some menachos require dafka chametz. Right? Most require matzah, but you need chametz. What requires chametz? Toda. So we don't say mitzvah soda on Pesach. Right? Remember that? They didn't say it because it requires chametz. You can't use tapuchim. Fine. So he wants to know as follows. We have a Mishnah about saying trumas. Tapuach shirisko menasta betoch isa v'chimtza. Harezu asura. The question is it? What is it? So the Gemara says no. It's chametz gomel ohavi nuksha miyahavi. What does it mean nuksha? Rashi lashon ruua kloma chametz shafel. Lowly chametz. Says Rabbeinu Gershom nuksha. They must call nuksha as well. Rabbeinu Gershom Nuksha. As Rabbeinu Gershom as follows. Isa shin is his hook shisha ve'eno lo chometz gomer ve'lo matzah. In between. Shita mekubetes os hei the chometz gomer u'matzah gomer lo havi beinoni havi. Wow. A whole new world of osai. Beinoni. It's in between. That's the definition of Nuksha. I have a Rashi says ain't a royal achila. Rashi said in two, three different places. Patience. So Tosis says over here in Nun Dal and Alf. I'm not sure you know that. Have you ever looked at Tosis? Sometimes. Tapuach. It's a Mishnah in the Septa Trumas. And the Yerushalmi there says, and it's also Yerushalmi here himself in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet. Ma pliga b'mechames b'meimov. Kamadu Taman, Ein Tavshilo Baro, Kane Omer Ein Chimutz O Chimutz. What is going on? What is going on? Rabbi Yossi holds, if you look at Masechta Shabbos, of all things, those who learned last year, Tos explains, Pirish, you learn in Shabbos, Lamed Chesed and Beis, Beitzalef, Kenneb Sudrim, Rabbi Yossi Matir, and the entire Sukkah is also found in the Yerushalmi, in Kira, in Chalim, in Tzokim, in four different places in Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yossi, anyone remember from Shabbos, who learned Shabbos last year? We had a whole discussion over there of what's the din of Bishul Bechama. Bishul Bechama, Rabbi Yossi. What's the din of Bishul Bechama? So Shabbos, Aflamet, Chesem, and Beis. I have no lights. I wonder why I can't see. I can't see anything. Thank you very much. Rabbi Yossi Matir, why? Because it's Bishul Bechama. Bishul Bechama doesn't really count too much. Now, what does that mean? Says the Moshe Weiss, there are certain categories in the Torah, Kedosha. It's up to Chachmei Yisrael to define. How do you define Bishul? You cook it in the fire. You cook it in the sun. It's not considered Bishul. How do you define Chimutz? A perfect Chimutz, like a perfect cooking is in the fire. A perfect chametz is what we call chametz gomer. What's not chametz gomer? It's chametz, all right, and it's edible, all right, but it's not a perfect chametz, not perfect leavening. It could be for one of many reasons, either because it didn't quite reach that level, you stopped it in the middle, chametz seer, never reached the level of leavening, right? Okay. Or what else, Rabbi Yossi? Our cases where it's now being used for a dye, or it's being used for an absorbent, or it's being used as a glue. So therefore, it's not the normal way of chimutz. It's not that's not what people consider the perfect way of chimutz. And even made Paris. Since the Paris stops the chimutz process, that is not what even Rav Asher Weiss keeps calling chometz, borer, v'gomer, u'mushlam, u'mushubach. He throws a lot of adjectives at you. It's not that. It's one unifying principle. It's not that. It's not considered the chametz of the bar of the Torah. As Tosfos quotes in the Yerushalmi. Comparable to it's not considered to be a bishul borer if you're using the chametz. Ad kan, the comparison. I want to add something which Rashi Weiss does not have. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says in explaining why bishul b'chama is potur, Rashi gives a reason. Rashi says, "The ein derech bishulo b'kach." There you go. That's a whole question we spoke about last year at great length. What about microwaves? They become popular. Well, as we say, it becomes not going there. But this—that's how people cook with fire. That's how people make chametz with what's called a chametz meshubach, u'gomer, v'shalem, u'borer. It's complete chametz. Anything less than that, for whatever reason, could be four different reasons, all fit into one category. And that category is chametz nukshe. And when Rashi said, "Ein roel achila," that's all he meant. Ein o chimutz meshubach u'mushlam. Of course it's roel achila. Seer also. Avada it's roel achila. And even the case of our Mishnah. It means ein o roel achila b'shofi. It means that it's not the same as a regular chametz that people eat and they enjoy. Even made Paris, the Chazon Ish in effect says this. Sivan Kuf Tezayin, Siv Kotten Dal. But it's Baal with a Kash. Tosa over here, Membeis and Membeis, right in front of us. Tipulon. So Tosa says, Tachshite Noshim is Panam Shomata Shetofen Lehosir Hashem, the Mois Tfei. So if it's purely a matter of what's royal achila or not, so Mois Tfei makes a difference. But the fundamental definition of chametz nukshe is, it's an incomplete chimutz. What does Moaz Tvei accomplish for you? That's the Chazon Ish's kasha against himself. Rabbi Weiss says it's no kasha. It's absolutely no kasha. If it's Moaz Tvei, then it's less the way of people to do it in that fashion. That's what he says. Amar de Gavart. Amar de Gavart. This is the Yisod. And finally, he quotes the proof, the final proof from none other than Ma'el Tzeder. where not enough membeis. Here he's against it. Here he holds like the Cyprus law. That it's not shalom in the achila. That's the plan Shua says. It's not a chesaron in the chefza and chesaron in the maisa. And the stop got stuck. But the Pesach of Shua himself said enough memches. No, it's considered derech achila. If it were derech achila, you'd be potter. Stop chaf heim and alvut rise with tomorrow with the tarsus. What's the pshat? It's incomplete chimutz. So writes the Pnei Yeshua, Mem Ches Amud Beis. It has to be raw Iksas, otherwise it'd be Shalok and Erech Hanau, which is part of my chumutz. Here's our introduction about Sai to what is Chametz Nukshin. We have to discuss next week, and we'll be there again, Nulva Karos on Sunday, is what's the status of things which are completely inedible. We'll see the Gemara. We're going to see the Gemara. Mem Hey, what about Pogos? Because Zayas, you have to do bittel on it, you have to do beer on it. What if it's clean? What if it's dirty? Primarily the Gemara and the Rosh will be our primary Mamma Kalas, yeah, and then the Shulchan Aruch as well. Just for the next week's year. Okay, we'll stop. You won't talk about the Parsha of Shavua. This is the last Thursday of the Zman. I want to recount for you a Rosh, which is 60, almost 60, this month, Chodesh Iyar, is 63 years old. It's a very personal drasha, and I want to share it with you. I think it's a very important lesson going forward. Sometimes you're already graduating now and moving on to the big world out there, and others are going after the big world for the summertime, out of this Yonis. What's this? Why is this such a personal drasha? I quoted in my Sefer and Brachos, an introduction. When my mother was Nifter almost 20 years ago, so I have a cousin who's a Rosh Hashiva in Los Angeles, and he said to me, "Do you ever hear the tape?" I said, "What tape?" "Tape of the Malava Malka." "What are you talking about?" So my mother was the youngest of originally of 10 children, 3 Nebuch. Stayed behind. I think I once told you the story that they were married already and they were somewhat established, and they stayed behind. And the rest, because thank God, my grandparents lost all their money, everything they lost, because the last minute the sentries or the sheriffs found there all their money stashed away after World War I in some window shade, and the production they became impoverished, and then had to come to America, and so the 7 children were saved. My oldest uncle is the one who was born in Prague. He's the one who came, he really came in 1920 with the Stratton Rebbe. He brought everybody else over. Gradually, by 1934, they all left. And my mother was born in Auschwitz, which was a Jewish city. And the Jews called it Auschwitzin. The Poles called it Auschwitzin. And there was a lot of Baba and Chassidim there. And Belz and Chassidim. That was the town. They said they didn't get along. They said, you know, that Yerushalayim, the two brothers got along, and they said, I don't want to be the country in Klal Yisrael. But she came, and I never knew her parents, because they were both passed away in the same year. Tov Shin Yud. Tov Shin Yud. This Malava Malka was held, I found it in my parents' house. When my grandparents were alive, it wasn't like today. All the 7 siblings lived in Brooklyn. You can't imagine that anymore these days. Except Machsinim, they all stick together. All of their 7 children were married, living in Brooklyn. You know where my children are living now? Baruch Hashem. I got Eretz Yisrael, but even all over the world. And they had a Mesorah, they should get together once a month from Malava Malka. And it rotated. So this was Parshas Emma. I wrote in my Sefer, I thought it was Tavshin Tes. No. It was Tavshin Ches. I found out later. I saw a dog, Tavshin Ches. That's 63 years old. It was Parshas Emor. And I have a tape where I heard my grandfather's voice, which I very deep, melodious voice. He was a Baal Tefillah in the, what was known as the Raya Mahivim Shtibul in Brownsville. Some of you ever grew up and have had any relatives who came in Brownsville, they'll tell you about that Shtibul. What's left of the Shtibul is a cemetery in Beth David and in Elmont, where the 7 my grandparents are buried. There they have what I call separate seating, 2 sides of the aisle. My other grandparents are in Yerushalayim, Rav Kodesh, by the Chassidus Shechevra, big seating. They have the buried near each other. I'm just giving you as a yeah. So I didn't know, my grandfather was Nifta when I was 3 years old. So I really have no memories. I heard his voice, wow. And this was his drasha. He was telling his children the following drasha, based on the pasuk, a very famous pasuk in Parshas Emor, this week's parsha. We all read it. If you didn't get it, you weren't Ma'aseh Seder yet, you all should remember it from the Kriyas HaTorah of the second day Pesach. Sheish es yamim tayasa malacha, uvayom ha-shvi Shabbat Shabbos mikra kodesh kemalacha lo sasu. So my Zayda asked, why does it say sheish es yamim tayasa malacha? Then it says kemalacha lo sasu. Why did it change from tayasa to tasu? First is nifal, first is malacha shall be done, and on Shabbos lo sasu lo, you shall not do malacha. That's his kash. I never thought of the kash. My guess is someone talks about it. Maybe his brother came from earlier, Kadmainim, I don't know. This is what he said to his children. I want to tell you that it's well known in my family that my grandfather gave a bracha to his children, for all generations apparently, that no one should be rich. No one should be rich. No one should be too rich. I don't know what the nusach was exactly. I think it's been Mekuyim basically, that no one ever became too rich in the family. So far, there's already generations and generations. I don't have any really, really wealthy relatives on that side of the family. Because he was afraid that too much money would be for kalka. But his bar was as follows. People think, kochi ve'otzi meori osli esachayel hazeh. What do I do? I work for 6 days, and then make my parnos. And my grandfather said, no. Sheish es yomim te'osim malach. Remember we had this not long ago? Teyasa menorah. Remember we had that? Teyasa. So Rashi said, what's teyasa? You can't do it. It's impossible. Miksha, you can't do it. You do what you have to do, and then it'll happen. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will make it happen. That, Rabosai, is the secret to Parnos. That's what I'm telling you now, that some of you are graduating out to the big world, making a living, or going to the summit to start making a living, with your various people who work with various jobs, which prepare them for Parnosa. Yes, we have to do. The same by Moshe Rabbeinu. He had to do what he had to do. But at the end of the day, you have to know very clearly, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch. That's why the Torah HaKadosha uses the expression Teyasa. Teyasa Malacha. Yeah, you go to work. All of his children were going to work, and they're trying to make a Parnasa, no question about it. Because you realize that the Hatzlacha and the Parnasa really comes from HaKadosh Baruch. It's Teyasa. You have to do what you do. With the full realization that what's really happening comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A very, very, very important lesson. Such a critical lesson. We think that we do ourselves, you know, kochi v'yotzem yodi. No, it's not true. Not true. It's simply not true. Not true. Rashi says, Teyose me'eleo. Moshe, how can I do it? You do it. I'll make sure it happens. Lochein lo nichtav tase. Not even teyase. It has an even throw in a yud. So here it's no yud, but it's teyase. It happens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it happen. Yes, you got to try. As opposed to later on with the word tase. Uveachticha b'chol asher tase. You got to do something. But you have to be with a realization that you are tase, but really it's teyase. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing it. It's true, Rabosai, always. We think we're in control. At the end of the day, we're not. The Rabbonu Shalom is in control. If I can quote you from the second day's landing of Pesach, which we're going to read the Shabbos, what do we talk about on Shvi'i Shel Pesach? We talk about Kriyas Yamsuf. There, everybody understood full well. We did what we did. Nachshon and Aminadav jumped in. Right? Jumped in. You have to do something. You just sit there. Right? Dabo b'nei Shom Yisov. Go. They're all scared. Right? Nachshon walked up the first chair. He's a brave man. Walked in. You think that Nachshon ben Aminadav did Kriyas Yamsuf? That's ridiculous. Everyone knows the Kadosh Baruch Hu did Kriyas Yamsuf. It was Teyase. But because Nachshon did what he did. Uberachticha b'chol asher tase. And there were two areas in life for both sides which the Chazal compared to Kriyas Yamsuf. One is Kosher Parnasos and Kriyas Yamsuf. As it says, what? How do you know? No some lecha v'chalbasa kili olam chasta. Right? The goal is the opposite of the gzorim kili olam chasta. We say it every Shabbos. Right? In the Halalah Godol, the Hodus, 26 kili olam chastas. There's a comparison. Just like when it comes to Kriyas Yamsa, we did ours. We recognize full well it's the Kodesh Baruch Hu that Kriyas Yamsa. So too, no some lecha v'chalbasa kili olam chasta. We have to say so in Amunah, Rabbi Osai. Amunah. No sin lecha v'chalbos kilom chasa. Kodesh Baruch Hu is parnasa. We sometimes think, but not me. I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm an accountant. I'm whatever I am. So I'm making parnasa. I went to school and I studied. Rabbi Osai, how many unemployed lawyers do you know? Who knows an unemployed lawyer? I went to law school. Yeah. Kodesh Baruch Hu says some lawyers, I know Harvard lawyers unemployed. Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then those employed make more money, make less money, here and here. Of course it's a shtadlus. But recognize that it comes to Kodesh Baruch Hu. What a critical lesson. It's so hard. It's easier if you're calling yourself a businessman. It's a little bit easier most people understand. A businessman catches a lucky break, a hint, he goes up, down the stock market. Everyone knows that you're not in control. People think that our yeshiva, we try to train professionals. So, because after all, the businesses have to be honest. It's not so easy to be honest in business. Not easy. That's what it says. The first question is after 120, Nasasa v'nasata b'amuna. What do you mean b'amuna? Honestly, what it means, you have amuna that the parnasa comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If it comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, why should you cheat? Makes no sense. Everything comes from yourself, no. I'm not saying I'm not justified. Chalil v'chas. I can hear it. I'll cheat here, cheat there. It comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He wants you to cheat. So Be'emunah means Be'emunah in Hashem. That's Kikriyas Yamsa that comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's Te'asem Malacha. My grandfather's in the Midrash from 63 years ago, Parshas Emma. Rabbosai, I want to say one more thing, which applies to some people in this room. There's one more area which is also the Kriyas Yamsuf. That's the Erev Shidduchim. I'm sure there are many people in this room that are not yet married and are trying to get married. And it can often be very frustrating. And it can be very frustrating. Just yesterday, in a meeting at 3 o'clock, for a group called Why You Connect, met with many of the Rosh Yeshivas, and boys are frustrated. They're not finding the right one. They're trying and this and that. So first of all, let me make an official endorsement of the YU Connects method of operation. It's not a b'di'evet, it's a l'chatchila. We referenced it with Meir Zbudek. When I gave a drasha, you may recall, I think it was Parshas Vayera or Chayisara, here in the what they call Sifas Musa, which helped fill up the that Shabbaton. It was mentioned there. Shechta Shlitas on the letter, that's Das Torah, that referred to at that point in time. Believe in Das Torah. So it's Lechatchila. But whether a person is using that method or other methods, whether it be Shabbatons, or whether it be websites, or whether it be Shadchanim, or whether it be family members, or whatever, it's difficult sometimes. It's frustrating. I'm trying, getting nowhere. Rabosai, Kosha Zivugan Kikriyas Yamsuf. Difficult. Difficult. You got to make appropriate ishtadlus with a full recognition at the end of the day it comes from a Kodesh Baruch. Min haTorah, min haMenuvim, min haKsuvim. That's MeHashem Ish El Ish. That's it. Emuna. You go on a date. You like the girl. She says no. She dumps you after 2 days. I'm so depressed. Why are you depressed? I have kids, many kids who were either dumpers or dumpees over the various years that were at Shidduchim in my house. And they kept saying, I love this phrase, I'm one step closer. Abba, I'm one step closer. After the relationship ended, I'm one step closer. What a beautiful attitude. I'm one step closer. The Kodesh Baruch Hu decided that has to be this way. And in my house, I had some who got married on the first or second boy or girl they met. Had a number of those, Baruch Hashem. And I had children who were in the wilderness for years, years. Frustrations and this and that. Kikriyas Yamsuf. As my grandfather said, with respect to Parnasa, Teyasa, the menorah was Teyasa. You do nothing. Moshe did something. Nachshon and Adam did something. Now that the Kriyas Yamsuf, Parnasa, you gotta do something. I'm not telling you to spark and expect the Parnasa to come flowing down. You gotta do something. But you gotta do something with an understanding that a Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the show. If you lose money and you lose a job and you don't get the interview didn't go so well and you didn't get the job you were looking for, kachaza. So too with dating. Every day is an interview. That's what it really is. Turn off your cell phones. My order, don't you dare leave a cell phone on you go on a date. And the same with the business interview. Turn it off. That's just from the drush we gave him before Purim, if you recall. They get that in my last licks in here. Chazar. But mit Hashem, you'll look for Parnassus, you'll look for Shaduchim, you have Emunah, Kadosh Baruch Hu. He knows what's best for everybody, even though at the time it may seem frustrating for us. Rosh, my grandfather gave 63 years ago to his children, is as pertinent today as it was then. Those are going out into the world, or they're graduating, going out to work, or going to work for the summertime. The Sion is tremendous, the Sion is of all different types. You have to do the right thing. You have a shadow what's right. Call me, call another Rebbeim, Rabbanim, to know, is this right or is this wrong? Whether it be a Nisayan in the business itself, or Nisayan, you know, there are issues of men and women in the business place, and all kinds of other issues are not only peripheral to the actual business proper. And then there's Nisayanis, and there's Shailas. Someone came to me just yesterday, so I was talking to someone for an hour. What's he coming to me for an hour for? He's been sheltered, never been in with women. He's in 2 years of law school, he's finishing. He stayed away. Law school's mostly women. He stayed away from them. Didn't have to. Now he's gone for a summer job after the second year law. After for a summer. Here you have to be a guy. You have to be one of the guys. So then one of the guys. So there are female mentors and co-workers. How does he deal with it? He has the shayla. What kind of shaylas? You know, shaking hands and going out to eat and then bars. I gave him my answers. I gave him Chloe answers to the best of my ability. But this is also this is what. There's shyness in life. The source of an asad of amunah is obviously honest in the business proper, but also correctly from the alpi din, alpi alocha, and all the surrounding areas which relate to our parnosis. And the same is true of shaduchim. You have to be bedu go be amunah. If the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants the work, it's going to work. You have to do ishtadus. I might have to do ishtadus. No question about it. Give everybody a bracha. In their parnosis and in the shaduchim and whatever's no get everybody, whether it be no get now, be no get later, as the case may be, should all learn this lesson of te'asa malacha. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to try our best, but the ultimate success comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should bless each and every person here with success. U'be'echticha v'chol ha'shatas.